OPEC and its very old weapons against the West.
The Middle East war produced developments all over the world today. The oil-producing countries of the Arab world decided to use their oil as a political weapon. They will reduce oil production by 5% a month. If the Arab countries keep that pledge, it would reduce their production by almost 50% in 1 year.
An NBC News report on the first Arab oil embargo back in 1973. The clout of oil, the energy source, has, if anything, increased in nearly four decades since.
The clout of OPEC, the cartel, not so much. Now OPEC nations have their own political problems, and today's meeting of oil-producing nations may be more about uprisings in Bahrain and the war in Libya than anything to do with Israel. The oily turmoil of democracy in the Middle East. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's getting to be an old question. What can OPEC do and when can they do it on this Wednesday, June 8th?
It's more limited than people think. And it's top of the news. This OPEC meeting on whether or not to raise output is going on now. The Saudis are pushing for an increase, while countries like Iran and Iraq say they want to see oil prices hold steady at more than $100 a barrel. Whatever decision is reached, it will impact us here at home. Yesterday, President Obama said there's no denying the economic recovery is struggling.
Obviously, we're experiencing some headwinds. Gas prices probably being most prominent. It has enormous impact on family budgets and on the psychology of consumers.
But the president urged Americans not to panic. Speaking at a banking conference in Atlanta, Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the recovery is losing momentum in part because of those high gas prices.
With the effects of the Japanese disaster on manufacturing output likely to dissipate in coming months, and with some moderation in gasoline prices in prospect, growth seems likely to pick up somewhat in the second half of the year.
We're going to talk more about the factors leading into today's OPEC meeting in just a few minutes.
The unrest in Libya is responsible for oil volatility. Yesterday, NATO unleashed its most punishing attacks yet, 60 airstrikes all around the capital. More explosions have been heard in Tripoli this morning. Muammar Gaddafi refusing to give in. This morning, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on her way to the United Arab Emirates for talks on how to help Libya's opposition. Meanwhile, in Syria, that's chanting for regime change in the northern Syrian city of Jisr al-Shagur. Witnesses say showdown is brewing there between elite government forces and soldiers who have reportedly joined the uprising. And it doesn't appear President Ali Saleh will be returning to Yemen anytime soon. His wounds are reportedly more serious than previously thought. This morning, our partner, the BBC, is reporting that two senior Yemeni opposition figures have traveled to Saudi Arabia in an effort to meet with Saleh and find a peaceful transition.
Officials in Pakistan say a U.S. missile strike killed 20 people near the Afghan border this morning. Later today, a two-year study by Senate Democrats says Afghanistan could suffer a severe economic depression when NATO troops are withdrawn in 2014. Here at home, the latest round in the ongoing fight over President Obama's health care overhaul lands in federal appeals court today. The three-judge panel will hear arguments on whether to reverse a Florida judge's ruling that struck down a key part of the law.
In Arizona, that wildfire is still burning, and the Dallas Mavericks, speaking of wildfire, tied the NBA Finals at two games apiece with a win last night. Dirk Nowitzki overcame a 102-degree fever and also the heat to hit the game-winning shot there at the end. Asian markets mixed, European indices down, futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,070. The S&P opens at 1,284. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2701. Coming up this morning, Germany and Europe face a foodborne illness outbreak. A look at the safety of America's own food chain later this hour. We're going to talk about OPEC, what power do they have anymore, and texting while driving.
This is Matt from Framingham, Massachusetts. While I do text while driving, I make sure that I only do it when I'm not moving forward. And I think that the only way that we can cut down on it or stop it is to outlaw it.
Thank you, Matt. But will texting ever be outlawed in the 21st century? 877-8MYTAKE.